The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Boosters are to be expected. There's pretty much no sequence of vaccines that any of us have ever gotten that don't need a booster.
Gavin Newsom has been an absolute disaster, and the way he's characterized Joe Biden's handling of Afghanistan tells you everything you need to know.
We let a calendar drive our approach to Afghanistan. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
This past Labor Day weekend was a big turning point in America. First of all, the unemployment benefits have run out. So if you or someone you know has been home collecting unemployment, pandemic assistance, those days are gone. And the good news is that's going to help small businesses. A lot of Americans are going to be a lot of small businesses now in America are maybe going to find the much needed help that they have to keep their business afloat. Alfredo Ortiz wrote a great piece about this, and we ought to catch up with our friends at Job Creators Network. In fact, we're going to have a big event next Thursday, a week from Thursday, September 23rd in Tampa Bay. We got scheduled Larry Elder on stage, Governor Ron DeSantis. It's going to be a great event. It's the Job Creators Network Bring Small Businesses Back Tour. It's going to take place at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. It's Thursday evening, September 23rd. I'll be on stage along with Governor Ron DeSantis, Larry Elder, Alfredo Ortiz. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. The VIP reception is at 5:30. The main event is at 7. Get your tickets at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. And join us in person for a Bring Small Businesses Back tour sponsored by Job Creators Network. Speaking to Ron DeSantis, the media, of course, is flipping out over Florida. More on that in just a moment. But this weekend, we saw a real sea change. Did you see the football stadiums? I want to get my hands on the numbers at some point. It was 80,000 in one stadium, 75,000, 87,000, 90,000. Football stadiums were packed with fans, elbow to elbow. And there's a change. As the louder the media screams about Delta and COVID, the more people are, I think, resistant to being forced to lock down. You know what I mean? It's almost like, I think it's the same way with the vaccine. The more people insist you must get a vaccine, the more people are saying, sorry, no can do, not going to do it. So it's a give and take, but it's like Americans are finally saying, enough is enough is enough. I'm not going to stay home. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to make choices. Maybe you choose to go to a football stadium packed with 87,000 people. Maybe you don't. That's going to be your call. If you decide to do it, you're living your life. And by living your life, that, to me, includes making choices. And that's something that the left, that the beast, doesn't want us to be able to do. I mean, when you saw all these stadiums filled with people, and where do you hear the numbers? They were astounding. It was like 88,000, 90,000, 78. It was unreal how many people are packing stadiums. I went to a couple of Broadway shows last week in New York. Theaters were packed. People sitting elbow to elbow going to a Broadway show. Enclosed. I mean, at least you could make the argument at a football game you're outside. You ain't outside at the Walter Kerr Theater. There's no outside in Broadway. You're in a cramped, tiny theater that was built in 1928, and the theaters were packed. People are returning to life. And the fact of the matter, and even with the unemployment benefits running out, you're going to have to go back to work. Americans are going to have to go back to living and working. And yes, rolling the dice. And I think there are people who are terrified of that. I saw this headline. I mean, I've spent most of the summer in Florida. Florida has been open. They have not locked down. And yes, we see COVID numbers surging. I saw a report this morning on NBC that says that deaths from COVID and hospitalizations and infections are about double what they were this time last year. And people are living their lives here. Washington Post, headline, in Florida, a summer of death and resistance as the coronavirus rampaged. Now, the article acknowledges that Florida appears to be turning the corner from a coronavirus rampage that fueled record new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. The Washington Post analysis says the Florida residents and leaders are surveying the damage left from more than 7,000 deaths reported since July 4th and the scars inflicted by feuds over masks and vaccines. New infections were averaging more than 22,000 a day in the final days of August. They've dropped to about 19,000 a day. Yet recovery could prove fleeting. Holiday weekends such as Labor Day have acted as a tinderbox for earlier outbreaks, and late summer marks the return of students to college campuses. So what do you make of seeing stadiums packed with people? I mean, at least 7 college football stadiums, 100,000 people. Are these super spreader events that terrify you? Or are you relieved, like I am, to see Americans getting back to living lives again? We got to open up. We got to live our life. And you're gonna get to make a choice about how you live your life. And Fauci, Biden, nobody should get to tell you how to live your life. 800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Tuesday, September the 7th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us. I want to get your perspective on all of it. Biden's plunging poll numbers. Governor Ron DeSantis making a big decision about election integrity. It's all ahead. Stay with us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
And I was absolutely thrilled. I loved it. I loved to see all those students shoulder to shoulder cheering on their teams. That's exactly the way college should be. And it made me so happy to see. Thanks. Bye.
Couldn't have been happier to see all those people watching football shoulder to shoulder, bouncing around, enjoying life. What we got to do, we got to get back out there, enjoy ourselves, build herd immunity, and just live, man. Thank you.
I felt the same way. I really did. I was ecstatic to see all these football stadiums, and it was pretty incredible. 97,339 at Texas A&M, 86,000 in Florida. 84,314 at the Tennessee Bowling Green game. Tennessee Bowling Green drew 85,000 people. These are Americans that are saying, enough. I'm not going to lock down. You can't shut me down. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. There's a tweet I saw that I just keep seeing. It sets the whole tone for what we've witnessed this weekend. It's like the tide has turned. There's a gigantic change in Americans' behavior. And this tweet from somebody named Sarah Lee, she wrote, "I'm really appreciating how much college football must be bumming out the pandemic faithful. It has to be legitimately eye-opening to them how little influence they actually have. It's just in their faces, in bright colors, and with a marching band." If you're one of these fearmongers, then you have to be despondent over what you saw. 800-655-MIKE. Do you see a change in Americans' behavior? And as I've shared with you before, it's been such an interesting perspective to have homes in Florida and New York, to go back and forth. Most of my time spent in Florida, some of my time in New York. It's like two different planets. Florida's wide open. Florida's open. New York has been largely shut down. But now New York is opening, despite the Delta variant surge. I mean, now they're talking about they're already talking about the holidays. Oh, it's going to come back. It's going to Halloween, Christmas. They won't let this go, and they don't want to let Americans live their lives. 800-655-MIKE. Let's start with Jeff. Hey, Jeff, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hello, Mike. Hey, I live in North Central Florida, and not only has nobody I know died of COVID, nobody I know has had it since January, so there is no summer of death in Florida.
Well, I mean, I don't know that that's true. If you see first of all, there's no summer of death. You're right. That's garbage. That's hysteria and hype, and it's ridiculous. But I do trust the numbers that are coming from Governor DeSantis's office that show hospitalizations are up. We have twice the amount of deaths in apparently Florida hospitals that we had last year. Infections are up. So the fact that maybe you don't know anybody personally doesn't mean it's not happening.
True. But we can't believe any of the news about this. I mean,
I know.
How much has the story changed in the last 18-plus months?
You're so right. I mean, it has changed every day. It's like there's a new narrative every day. Get 15 days to slow the spread. Get your vaccination. Everything will be okay. Well, everything doesn't seem to be okay in terms of how they're reporting this. So if not, why not? If not, why not? Todd, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Live here in Northwest Iowa, and they're even in these school board meetings, their parents, I mean, 2-1 over it, and they don't want their masks to be on these kids.
Yep.
And they don't want this mandate.
Did you hear about the teacher who taped a mask onto a student's face? Tape.
Yeah, and even they're coming after my great governor here. She's a great governor, Kim Reynolds.
Reynolds is doing a great job.
And it's all coming out of these left-wing cities like Des Moines, Iowa City, and people are not having it. And Kim Reynolds is saying, hey, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't, don't. But right. there's a big fight back, Mike. So you bet.
There's a pushback that unlike anything I've ever seen, Todd. And it's about time. And now we got to start pushing back. I mean, we got to start in California. If Gavin Newsom loses next week and Larry Elder becomes the governor, you want to talk about a shockwave? You want to talk about what Larry Elder's going to do? I mean, he made it very clear. He will, if Dianne Feinstein retires, he will absolutely put a Republican in that seat, which changes the balance of the Senate. They are hysterical. They are in hysterics. Gavin Newsom is in hysterics. He's like a crazy man. He's ranting and raving and pandering. Listen to what he said over the weekend about the abortion battle and women. Oh my gosh, you got to hear this.
The idea that we have someone on the other side of this ballot that could be sworn in a matter of weeks, that not only doesn't believe a woman has the right to choose, not only doesn't believe, as the senator said, women are as smart as men. By the way, I don't know if you've seen Senator Warren cross-examine folks on Wall Street. Apparently Larry Elder has not. Women are smarter in politics, smarter in civics. They're smarter in economics. Women rule.
Governor of California literally screaming, women rule. Women are smarter in politics, smarter in civics. They're smarter in economics. This poor guy is pandering so desperately. I think Mr. French Laundry is worried that he's going to get beat. I think Mr. French Laundry thinks Larry Elder might just become the next governor of California. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
We have no technology to stop the spread of COVID. Lockdowns do not stop the spread of COVID. The vaccines, they can protect you against severe disease, but they will not stop the spread of COVID. We have to learn to live with the virus. We've gotten made so much progress. We're better at treating it. We should be celebrating good news as opposed to this dread of vaccine mandates and violating people's rights. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Gosh, I hate to get my hopes up. Is California capable of sending Gavin Newsom packing? And as Newsom is fighting for his political life, pitifully pandering, women rule, they're smarter than men. You know how pathetic he looks? And Larry Elder is poised to become the next governor. Can you imagine what will happen? You think the world was upset about Trump winning? Larry has already said he would replace Dianne Feinstein if she were to step down during his term with a Republican. Larry told the great one, Mark Levin, on his radio show Friday, God forbid Governor Elder should replace Dianne Feinstein, who nobody's seen in weeks. I'm told she has a worse mental condition than even Joe Biden. They're afraid I would replace her with a Republican, which I most certainly would do. Of course, that would, if that were to happen, if Larry Elder were to become governor and Feinstein were to retire, Republicans would take control of the Senate. Right now, there's a split 50-48 with two independents who caucus with the Democrats, so it's essentially 50-50, and Kamala Harris breaks the tie. This is coming September 14th. Was once seen as an easy win for Gavin Newsom. He needs 50% support from voters to shrug off or push back Larry Elder. We shall see. You know, as Americans jam football stadiums and theaters and shopping malls, as people are going back, the U.S. Open, I'm told, was packed in New York. New York! The recall against Gavin Newsom almost could be looked at as a metaphor for what could happen in California, where Californians say this guy blew it with his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He's blown it with the problem of homelessness and crime. He's been a terrible governor. And maybe the images of the French Laundry restaurant visit will prove victorious for Larry Elder. Portions of our show are brought to you in part by Warner Brothers Picture, Cry Macho. Warner Brothers presents a terrific movie from legendary director and filmmaker Clint Eastwood, the story of being lost and found. Clint Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring back a man's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey. The only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days, September 13th, rated PG-13. Let's go off and run into your phone calls. A lot of people reacting to, a lot of stuff. Washington Post, the summer of death. Margaret, you're up. Hey, Margaret, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. My husband has a health condition. I was diagnosed with COVID the day he received a call for treatment that would reverse this problem for him. He wasn't able to do it because I had COVID. The whole family got it. We used therapeutics. My doctor prescribed HCQ, a steroid, and a Z-Pak. We survived. My husband should be dead from that disease. He didn't. He's not. He's alive and breathing and working, thank God. He is a research biochemist in his previous life. He's in the medical field. There are tests and scientific studies that can be done that are not being done on this virus. The studies being done on ivermectin are showing that it is extremely helpful. And the number of people who are being hospitalized and everyone saying, oh, they're unvaccinated. Well, when you change the definition of what vaccination means, the number of people you're going to have in your categories changes as well. And because of all...
But hold on. What do you mean change the... You're either vaccinated or you're not. What do you mean change the definition of being unvaccinated?
Well, some locations are changing the definition of being vaccinated to if you get COVID and you've been vaccinated, you fall in the category of not being vaccinated. Just like when hospitals report, oh, the children's hospitals are filled, they're not filled with children, they're filled with transferred patients, adults, that have COVID or other issues that require hospitalization.
And listen, Yeah, and you know my position, that I respect you getting to feel however you want to feel and making any decision that you want to make for your health, for your husband's health. I'm just intrigued by one statistic that I trust, and I do believe the vast majority of people in who have died in the last 6 months are unvaccinated. Do you disagree with that?
When you change the definition of what
I don't know why you want to change the definition. You either there's three vaccinations. There's Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer. One of those three vaccines, either you get it or you don't. I don't know what you mean by change the definition. No, who's changing the definition, Margaret?
One, I have had friends who have died from this.
Mm-hmm.
But when the officials are changing the definition of whether you've been vaccinated or not, if you died from COVID,
Those are two different issues. Who's changed? No. Help me understand what you mean. Who's changing the definition of being vaccinated?
Reporting facilities and hospitals.
Uh-huh.
If you have been vaccinated and get COVID, they're classifying you as unvaccinated.
What's your source for that? Why would a hospital say you're unvaccinated if you're vaccinated? What are you basing that on? Is that anecdotal, or do you have some source for that?
There are friends that we have in the medical field that are being told this.
They're friends that are being told this. With all due respect, I don't think I'd hang my hat on that, Margaret. And I think the fact that the vast majority of people who are dying, who have become seriously ill and dying, are unvaccinated, I believe that to be true based on the research that my team and I have done. I don't trust everything they tell us. I'm with you. I understand your suspicions. I don't know what you mean by changing the definition. I guess you're saying they're changing the definition to fit a narrative, and that most of the people dying maybe have had the vaccine. I haven't heard a lot of cases, and there aren't many cases of people who have been vaccinated who are dying. I think there are some, but I believe with certainty that the vast majority of people who are dying from COVID have not been vaccinated. But you may disagree with that, and you got to do your own research, and you got to look it up yourself, and you got to go where the facts lead you, and you got to make a determination for yourself. And I respect that. I really do. But that's a new one. I haven't heard. That's the first I've heard that they're changing the definition and that vaccinated people are actually being characterized as unvaccinated. Alan, you're next. Hey, Alan, how are you? Alan, you there? All right, let's try Crispin. Hey, Crispin, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
Hey, a good day to you.
Good day to you.
Yeah, I think if most people look at their arms, most of us have a smallpox vaccination. And I think the problem is, back in the past, people just bought whatever the government or your people said, and you looked up to them, and that was nice in one way. But now it's the other. I mean, people question everything too much, so they have no basis. They don't seem to be able to distinguish between better sources. You know, Wall Street Journal is better than a guy's blog in the basement, or New York Times makes mistakes, but they're better than, you know, a Jane's little organization or something. But you have to have distinction. But I think it's good that when you have people that can't discipline themselves, unfortunately society has to discipline you, and that's whether it's businesses or whatever. I think they should require the shot. We could get rid of this. We would not have to wear the mask by now, or at least at a low level, like smallpox and measles and other things, and if people got the shot.
Yeah, but you realize, Crispin, you do know, though, that the harder people push to as you say, force somebody to do something, the more they dig their heels in and they say, you're not going to make me do it. I don't know that that's working. I don't know.
Well, because it should be mandatory. Number two, the conservative talk show hosts, if they would urge people to get the shot.
Well, but again, what do you say to that? You know human nature. Human nature, and particularly the nature of the American spirit, is you can't tell me how to live my life. You can't tell me that I've got to get a shot in my arm that I don't trust.
You could urge them to. You guys are heroes to these people that think what you say is wonderful. I don't, because I'm a liberal. But
that's okay. I believe that. But I don't know that I'm a hero to anybody. But believe me, I've shared my experience. All I can do is share what I think is right for me. Everybody knows I've been vaccinated. My family's been vaccinated. My 12-year-old daughter has been vaccinated. I'm with Trump. I believe Trump said over the weekend he's a strong supporter and proponent of the vaccine. It was the Trump administration that delivered the vaccines in record time.
They did help with the speed up. I'll give him credit for that. Before, he poo-pooed it too much, and afterwards he didn't have the distribution plan. And
I understand that, but without the Trump administration, we don't have vaccines by Christmas of 2020, as he promised. So, and that's something, and I appreciate you giving him credit for that, Crispin, because a lot of liberals don't even give him credit for that. He was talking. He spoke to John Fredericks over the weekend, and you know, I don't know about a radio host being a hero. Certainly, President Trump is widely admired by more than half the country. And here's what he said to John Fredericks on his Real America's Voice show yesterday.
By the way, do you notice where it really surged big under Biden and nobody talks about that? If it ever surged big, it's right now, it's got, in some places, it's bigger than it was when it first came out, by far. Mm-hmm. And you don't ever hear that Biden's doing a terrible job. He has done a terrible job on COVID, just like he did on SARS. The H1N1, he called it N1H1. You remember that all the time?
Yeah,
you get it straight. H comes before N. I said, Joe, H comes before N. But the H1N1, a terrible job, but that was smaller potatoes at the time. But he did a very bad job there, and now he's doing a terrible job on COVID because it's starting to rage again. Mm-hmm. And if that were me, do you think they'd be writing front-page stories? They would. We did an incredible job on it with the ventilators and getting the equipment. All the cupboards were bare. And then the big thing is the vaccines. So anyway, people have to have their freedoms, John, and I say it everywhere. I'm a believer in the vaccine strong. I am the one that you wouldn't have vaccines if it wasn't for me. And please, I love our people, so I want our people to take the vaccines. But at the same time, I have to tell you, you can't mandate it, you can't force it, and I don't think it's going to be necessary because this thing eventually is going away.
I'm with Trump. I again, for me, I'm a believer in the vaccine. I'm also a believer in ivermectin. And you don't believe in ivermectin? Go look it up at the National Institutes of Health own website, NIH.gov. Type ivermectin in the search bar and read what the studies say about the potential for ivermectin to be very effective against COVID. 800, it's just a tough time. And you know, Crispin says, well, you should urge your... I wouldn't urge you to get a vaccine any more than I would urge you to what you should wear when you go to bed or what food you're supposed to eat. I don't do that. I don't urge people to do anything. I believe, though, in freedom. And you should too, Crispin. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. There's more coming up, including big announcement out of Texas that the left, Crispin and others on the left, are going to lose their minds over. It has to do with the governor of Texas and election integrity. Hang on to your cowboy hat.
Email the show. Mike@MikeOnline.com.
You did mention as far as about Trump, and did you hear what he said? But if you don't want to take it, then you don't have to take it.
Hey, Mike, the Biden administration has no moral authority. They've lost every bit of it. We're not listening to them anymore. After this, these recent debacles, especially the one in Afghanistan, we just simply aren't listening to them anymore. Fauci and him and all his government overreach crap, we're just not listening to it. We're moving on with our lives. Enjoy college football. Enjoy the NFL. Enjoy whatever you enjoy. But we're simply not listening to them anymore. They have no authority over us.
Their effectiveness is going away. It's like this weekend was this giant change for me where I was witnessing 107,000 people. Somebody just texted me at Penn State. 107,000 people. And the texter says, hey, Mike, if these people want to live in fear, let them stay home. Saturday whiteout at Penn State, 107,000 fans. Their effectiveness is gone. It's like they know it. They're watching it slip through their fingers like sand. Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to sign SB1. Abbott is traveling to Texas, or to Tyler, Texas, to sign the Election Integrity Protection Act of 2021 today. This bill would ban drive-through and 24-hour voting. The bill would set new limits for hours for early voting. Voters who wish to vote early will have access to the polls from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. It won't be enough for the left, because the left wants to cheat. We know what they're about. That's why Mike Lindell has been fighting so hard for election integrity. Maybe you've seen his stuff at frankspeech.com. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, they've tried to cancel him. People just keep ordering the Giza Dream Sheets, the softest, most luxurious sheets you'll find anywhere. Sale of the year. For a limited time, get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99 with the promo code MikeG. The doggy beds, the bathrobes, the My Slippers, they're all there. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. Support MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com. Promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. And don't forget FrankSpeech.com, Mike's platform where he is fighting hard for America. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are sponsored by MyPillow. Coming up, shoplifters now in Oregon are marching out of stores in broad daylight because, after all, Democrat lawmakers don't want to punish shoplifters.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.